And right now it is time to bring in Mike Causey and Check Sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right.
Before we check sports, remember what today is.
Oh, today's D-Day. That's right.
Today's the 75th anniversary of D-Day, when the greatest generation stormed Normandy and took back the free world. And you have to remember that term, the greatest generation, because they're the ones that did it. And if it was up to today's snowflake generation, we'd probably be eating wiener schnitzel at Christmas.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
I'm sorry. No, I look at all the men and women, and especially my son Jake served in Iraq. And,
oh, they're still there.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, when this took place in the 40s, everybody went to the induction center to put themselves in. I seriously doubt that would happen today.
No, but still, I'm not gonna take anything away from our.
I'm not taking anything away from our armed service. No way.
Okay.
It's the people that aren't in the armed service.
All right. Well, that's okay. Yeah, but no, that this you can't. The picture I'd always like to put on my Facebook page when it comes to D-Day. Is the picture from inside one of those landing barges when they open up the front of it and the soldiers have to run out into the water.
Oh, those guys in those landing barges knew they probably only had two or three steps left in their life.
Yeah.
And they did it. And you have to take the hats off to them and today's servicemen as well. I'm not in any way belittling today's servicemen. Not at all.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But, yeah, I know, 75th. And thank God, to bear witness to it, we still have some members, and they're fading quickly of that generation.
Well, you figure they had to be at least 18. Well, some of them probably snuck in when they were 16. But if you were 18, 18 plus 75 is 93.
Yeah.
They're old people. They're old gentlemen. But thank God they did what they did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. With that being said, and you know what? You shouldn't have to wait till like the 75th anniversary. They do this like every 5 years.
Every year.
Every year until there's
none remaining.
That's exactly right. It's like the Holocaust. There's certain things that happened in this world.
Can't forget.
And you don't forget, it's not done on a biannual basis. You remember it until there's none of those people around to bear witness to it anymore. And then it's up to you as a generation to bear witness to it and to keep bearing witness to it in the future.
See? Yeah. We agree, Marshall. You thought we weren't. We agree 100%.
Yeah, it's a day like I said, when I put that picture up every year, it just... It gives you goosebumps because you just you can't imagine the courage it took to be there and this is where
that's what I mean. Like today's young people, they need a safe space in the college because words hurt them. Imagine putting them in those pontoon boats that you said, where they know they might have three steps in their life. Just that's my comparison.
Yeah. Yeah.
That today's people, they might not have the gumption that these people had to put themselves in that situation to give their life up for something they believe in.
Absolutely. All right. Well, with that being said, we can actually now go look at sports. And, you know, when Vlad Guerrero Jr. came into the league, when he was signed, I said to myself, this is going to be another one of those kids that's going to be a thorn in the side of the Yankees. It seems like all these superstars kids, Ken Griffey Jr., just beat the Yankees. And
well, they're not only the thorn in the side of the Yankees. They're a thorn in the side of everybody because they're good players.
Yeah,
I mean, Griffey just didn't save the barrage against the Yankees. He unleashed it on everybody. And the problem yesterday was the Yankees pitching. Like I always say, this one pitcher an inning deal doesn't work. The Yankees used six pitchers last night, and the last three gave up seven runs on five hits. When you have somebody getting people out, you got to leave them in there. They had Kennelly in there yesterday, and he was doing a good job. And after they yanked him, the rest of the pitchers that came in was batting practice. When you got a guy getting people out, you have to leave him in there and continue to get people out, because the odds of having all of these pitchers pitching and all of them being successful at the same time, you're lessening the odds of that happening, because sooner or later you're going to hit a stiff. And that's what happened with the Yankees last night. The Yankees had themselves a nice big lead yesterday. It was 7-4 at one point, and they wound up losing 11-7, giving up 7 runs in the last 2 innings. I know it's only one game, but it doesn't work. This is a game the Yankees shouldn't have lost.
Absolutely. Well, they didn't lose their ground to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay lost again, they're 2.5 back. The Red
Tampa
Sox.
Tampa Bay beat Detroit. They won 4-0, so they did lose ground.
Oh, yeah, all right. And Red Sox are 7.5 back now also.
And Miami beat Milwaukee again last night, 8-3. That's crazy stuff. And Chris Sale won his second game of the year yesterday. He pitched a complete game shutout against the Royals. He's 2-7. Maybe he's going to have a flip year this year. Like, you know how he usually gets out and be like 9-1, 10-1, and then he finishes up 12-9? Well, maybe he's going to have a strong second half this year. At least Red Sox fan hope so.
How'd the Mets do yesterday?
The Mets, did they play?
They won. They won?
They got a shutout from Vargas against the Giants. See, I told you. I said the first game was the game to bet, not yesterday's. The Mets whitewashed the Giants yesterday, 7-0. Vargas pitched all 9 innings, which is a rarity in today's game. He only gave up 5 hits with 8 strikeouts and 1 walk. And he's been pitching well for them. It's not shown in his record at 2-3, but his ERA is only 3.5. And that's my judgment of pitching, is the ERA. And 3.5, a complete game shutout. I don't know if any other Met pitcher this year has a complete game shutout, but Vargas does.
All right, where else do we want to go in sports?
The Nobody Basketball Association.
Oh, yeah.
Toronto beat Golden State again. The prognosticators are wrong again.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, Golden State, I think they had 2 or 3 starters out last night, but that's not the case. You beat who's on the court. You can't say, well, they would have won if. You got to beat the team that's there, and the Raptors did last night, and they beat them pretty handily, 123-109 in Golden State. So they lead 2-1. Game 4 is, I think, what'd we say, Friday?
Yep.
And then that's a must-win for Golden State, because if they go down 3-1, as the case in most NBA series, at that point, it's over, because they usually lay down like dogs. So, must win for the Warriors coming up Friday night. And tonight, hockey picks up again, the Bruins and the Blues. Interesting game tonight. Pivotal game, Game 5 in St. Louis. Chara's out. The Bruins were expected to go through this team pretty good, and the Blues aren't letting it happen. I know for one, I'll be watching this game tonight. It's going to be one heck of a game, because both teams know the importance of this. And in hockey, you can't take off a shift like you can take off an inning or time down the court. You do that, especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That one time you take off could be the difference in the game. And I expect a real intense, hard-hitting, fast-moving game tonight. And if you like that kind of sport, watch Game 5 of the Stanley Cup tonight.
All right. And I guess tomorrow we'll talk a little horse racing?
Yep. Tomorrow everything's drawn for the Belmont. I looked at the card a little bit. The beginning races, even the stakes, are kind of weak. Short fields, big favorites. Not expecting much out of the beginning part of the card. But the second part, the fields are deeper, more competitive. Expect some prices there. So, yes, we will definitely go over it tomorrow.
All right. Well, we'll check with you mañana.
I'll be here.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.